This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start our day the best way possible, and that is by spending some time with God. You know, whether your days are going well or whether you're in a tough time in life, there is one thing that is constant, and that is God's love for you and His desire that you will love Him back with the same intensity of His love for you. And there's no way to develop that kind of deep love for God without spending time with Him. And we do that by opening our Bibles, getting on our knees, and just saying, God, I want to hear from You. I want You to be the leader, the guider, the director of my life. And so I come to You right now, listening for what You have to say to me. We want to talk this week on the theme of rekindling your spiritual fire. I want to start with a few verses here in Paul's letter to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 in the Bible, starting in verse 3. Paul says, I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, day and night, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, longing to see you so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. And for this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Well, did you catch those key words? I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you. He has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Rekindling your spiritual fire. One thing is so obvious to us, isn't it? And that is, it's so easy to drift in our spiritual lives. You know what I mean. If you get on an inflatable mattress and you get out in an open expanse of water and you just lie on it and close your eyes, there's no telling where you'll be when you wake up half an hour later. Drifting. It's moving without aim. It's just floating on the current. And so often it takes us away from our spiritual fervor, our spiritual intensity. Drifting usually isn't something that you make a conscious choice about. You don't decide, I'm going to ignore God, I'm going to walk away from God, I'm going to live a worldly life. No, it's something that just gradually happens because you're not paying attention. And so Paul says to Timothy, I remind you to kindle afresh what God is doing in your life. And I want to challenge you with those same words this morning. Look at your spiritual life. Are you drifting? Is your enthusiasm about God and the things of God growing stronger, or is it just drifting away? The fact is, unless you consciously focus on renewing your spiritual passion day by day through your time with God, it's going to drift away. So make a new commitment today to focus on your walk with God and put Him first in your life. Rekindle your spiritual passion. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.